Charles.
Catherine.
It's the end of 2022. What do you recall about this year?
It is the end of the year. This year was a grand adventure in so many ways. There are so many things that pop up. It was really helpful. So we should probably also say right at the beginning that through the course of this show, we're going to be looking at things that we recall from the past. And a huge boon to that is this journal that you have kept for how many years?
I think 16 years now.
16. Every day you have an entry, at least even if you went back and filled them back in.
Which, yeah, that happens a lot, but I do have an entry for each day. Just one thing I'm thankful for. Sometimes it's more than one, but just like a phrase. It's not like a whole page or anything.
Yeah. So 16 times 365, whatever that is. That's a, you know, and I've been digitizing it over time. And I mention it because without that, there are definitely things in the year that are easy to forget that are actually really big things. Now, this year is a little unique in that some of the challenges were easy to remember, and also some of the highest points, you know, are that way too. So for me, we have to start with Marshall.
Yes.
Our bubs, our little guy, our third kiddo. He was born January 5th, and...
So we started the year with a really big highlight.
Yeah, it was a big highlight, and then it became a really big challenge, because he took longer to kind of integrate into the patterns of the family. You were dealing with some postpartum issues for a while over the course of the year. Like, it was a more gradual fade into normal patterns than our other two, and... So that was one thing for me that stuck out. I actually did a post on Instagram about it because it was like such a big deal for me. Like, it set this amazing tone of this huge blessing of having our third child. But it also brought some of the hardest moments of the year over the course of the year, not just in that one month. But, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't start with him, because 2022 is a landmark year because Marshall's here.
Yeah, and it was really special. We got to have your mom and your sister, especially. She was expecting her first child, and she got to be here for the birth. And then later in the year, she had her first baby on my birthday.
Yeah.
That was really fun and special to have. And we had lots of help. We had help and a lot of visitors. This time it was kind of different with a lot of extended family coming in and out over the first several weeks. And that was a real blessing to have a lot of people with us.
Yes. It's always amazing to me how influential and impactful having people there, like grandmas for the first couple of weeks, you know, and anyone else bringing meals and things. Man, if you've got people in your life who are having babies and you can do anything for them that way, it really does help. So yeah, huge, huge blessings there.
And another special thing was when Ariana, our second, was born, we took a video of when Charles got to meet her. And so then we did a video when Charles and Ari got to meet Marshall. And just that few minutes was really special, just to capture their reactions. And
yeah. And it was, you know, after a long night of labor, for me, one of the highest points of the year was actually sitting, you know, exhausted in the chair out here with him, like kind of sort of napping, kind of sort of just being amazed at the miracle of birth, you know, and then having them come out and meet him in the quiet first moments of the day.
I guess they didn't know I was even in labor because it was mostly at night.
Yeah.
And they didn't know the midwives had come and gone and grandma was here and they were trying to figure out why she was here.
Oh, that means we have a baby, you know? And so that was really cool, because it was so neat to be sitting there with him. He was sleeping really peacefully, and they came out and they had this sort of reverent, hushed tone that will never be repeated. And they just, you know, gingerly stepped out of into the living room and got to meet their baby brother. That was like, it was a huge highlight. I don't know. What about you? What's another one that comes to mind for you from this year?
Getting a photo frame for my birthday. That was really special, because I've wanted to do more with either printing photos or, you know, getting, we have some albums from earlier on in our marriage and I haven't kept up with them.
Yeah.
As we've had so many highlights. So you surprising me with that already on the wall when I woke up on my birthday morning, first getting a nephew and then getting, you know, a photo frame that we can just keep updating. So I just add photos all the time, even from our recent, you know, trip to Omaha. There's already pictures from there that are up, and I can have those, and I have ones from decades ago that are on there, and just getting to see those all the time is really special.
I highly recommend, if you're using something like a Google Photos, you know, the integration with that is really cool, because you can add them ad hoc, and oh, that moment was neat, and you just add it to the frame, and then everybody gets to see it, and we put it in a prominent place in the kitchen, so it's a good high traffic area for the kiddos to see also, and they get to see these moments from all over, like you said, just all throughout our lives that we have documented, and we just keep adding more of them.
And as I look at the Google Photos, I like that every day when they say, do you remember this day or whatever, what happened, I can just add those photos as I remember, so I don't have to like try to save them up till we reload on an SD card for later, and then this happened 8 years ago,
which
now
is
we want to add it on.
Yeah, that's why we don't have more of them printed. We started off strong with a few photo albums getting printed, and it's just such a chore to curate and then print and then put them in and everything. It's fun, but it's also a big effort, and in this case we use it more because the ease of use is so much better.
That's a constant way to remember the year through the photo frame.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I've appreciated that. Thank you.
You're welcome. We had some landmark things this year with cars. We had an alternator go out in a really bad way on a Sunday. It was a blessing in that we had people from church who were right there to come and get us and help us get limp to church and then limp home. And then we had the person who lives a block from here, we found out, and they were coming back home from church and stopped and helped us when we were trying to get back home, and it died on a hill, and like it was a really cool thing to be able to explain to the children, like how people came to our aid and how we weren't left alone and things like that. You know, there's some really neat kind of like providential helps that we were able to teach them, but it also was sort of the death knell for the Accord that, you know, we bought that shortly after we were married, and it served us very well. Got 230 something thousand miles on it. Still going, but...
You learned to change an alternator this year.
I did, and I also destroyed a ratchet in the process that my neighbor had to help me pound out of the wedge that I put it in. But it was good. Like, you know, that really sort of... Between that and having Marshall, it was... And some very frank counsel from my father. We realized we needed to get a new car, and so we have a van now, which is a huge deal. It only has 80,000 miles, so it's going to last forever, and it's 10 or 12 years newer than the car we have now, and I'm excited about that, because even though it's a huge investment, it's something that is an investment in our family, and I think that is sort of like when we got married and we bought the washer and dryer. And I was like, oh, this is like the first thing that I can't move in my Civic, you know, that I've ever owned. And your chest freezer, you know, that eventually came to our house. Like, these are big things that sort of change the landscape of our family, but they're instrumental and they let us go do so many cool things this year. And we got to take some good trips this year in the van toward the end of the year because we had a van and we weren't trying to play the rental car game and stuff. And so those were big changes, but they were helpful for other things in the year as well.
Yep.
What else?
I was thinking of just over the year, we were talking about how much our children have grown, and just each year you notice things, but just some of the things this year with like writing letter, you know, learning to write the alphabet,
oh, goodness,
and just kind of picking that up on their own for both of them.
Just
watching each other and starting the two blocks that we got for them this year and being able to build with those. And I don't remember if it was this year or last winter when we got the Duplos and introduced them.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's been semi-recent, but...
It sort of continues this trend of toys that are more about what you make from them than they are the toys themselves. And this year we doubled down on that with the PVC set that kind of clicks together and with the two blocks. And it is a really neat it's been neat to watch their the way they play kind of change, because they want to use that to build something to play with instead of just pull a toy out to play with it. And it has forced them to be creative and then play and be really creative with the things they make too. And Charles,
yeah, and it's amazing what they come up with in building now with tape and construction paper and poster board. And
boy, Charles really came into his own this year, our oldest. He's 5 and he goes at it, and he has built 3D objects with poster board, and watching him just explode in ability and the fidelity of the stuff he's making and the creativity of it is just
food truck with a front seat and a stove and a door and a sunroof and
like a working door and a, you know, like it's a 3D seat inside that he taped to the interior because he's like, oh, someone would need to sit here.
Which is just tape and construction paper.
Yeah, it's really cool.
A lot of tape.
So much tape. That should be the 2022 recap, is just scotch tape. I should have bought stock in scotch tape. No, it's been really neat to see. And, you know, there's been some stuff in, like, as far as work goes and projects for me, too. There have been some things this year, some big freelance projects I was working on that went live this year, and some changes to stuffed in the day job that are going to shift again next year. And I think looking back, there are a lot of highlights in those areas, because it was opportunity to learn in different ways, but it's also shown me more and more how much I want to be doing what we're doing right now, because these are moments that are continuing to go away and are not going to be coming back, whereas there's always more apps and websites and other experiences and stuff to build, and they are meaningful and purposeful and important in the fact that they are work, but and also interesting. But these are moments that we are truly going to forget unless they go into a journal or a recording or something. So for me, it's been a year of letting go of a lot of short-term projects for trying to make space and create margin for these longer term things. So that's been a huge shift for me this year, which really goes back to Marshall, because I just ran out of day. Like, I was just, doing stuff during the day and then caring for him a lot at night to try and get you sleep so you could recover. Like, I was just out of hours and I had to just start jettisoning things. And that was really hard, but it was also some of the best realizations of the year, coming away being like, oh, I don't need to care about this other thing. I want to prioritize stuff that you only get to do once in life.
Yep.
What else? Any other memories from this year? Significant moments?
Significant moment would be right now, getting to actually record a podcast with you.
Oh, you went meta with it.
You've been wanting to do this for a really long time, and for a long time I was like, I don't know about recording and posting things, and maybe. And then you just kept talking about it, and I was like, oh yeah, we could do that. Or this is a, I'd start joking about,
yeah,
oh, that sounds like a podcast episode. And gradually tripping. It was just like, oh, we could do this. Yeah, we should do it. Or are we going to do it tonight?
Yeah, exactly. We almost didn't, because I was like, oh, but this is the moment. This means we're doing it. You know, it feels weird to actually do it. It gives me great joy to think about doing this more, because there are so many things. And we didn't, I mean, one of the big things that happened this year was I went to Tennessee because my last grandparent passed away this year. And boy, talk about things that will make you realize the long-term and short-term priorities that you should have. And realizing that there was this generation passing, you know, that is no longer on my side of the family. There are no more grandparents for me and my siblings. That really puts into focus the stuff that is truly time-bound, you know, in our mortality. And that's a big theme for me anyway. I love that topic, but it really kind of hit home this year and made me want to do more stuff that is only going to happen one time, you know, like this season of life that we have right now. And
that's been a good reminder. You keep reminding that of not to try to rush through the season you're in, just to enjoy it. You never get to have a newborn with two older ones or
exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's a one-time thing. And that, you know, it has its challenges, but it also has its extreme blessings. And there's always more to look back on and reflect. And for us, you know, in this format right here, we can do something a little more structured or a little more topical as we go forward, and we'll recollect about holidays or houses or other things in
childhood memories, whatever.
Yeah, I think one of the, you know, we even have things like, what do you remember about ice cream, or things like that. Like, we have some cool topics that we've got queued up, but it's kind of nice to have this opening conversation that's more loose and just looking back at a whole year, because it's important to look to reflect, and it's important to kind of recollect those memories and meditate on them a little bit, so that you can understand that that was a year that's never going to happen again, and it's worth just taking time to reflect a little bit and learn from it, and look to the future and think about what could be coming next in 2023.
Very good. Thank you very much for sharing.
Yeah, you too. And thank you for listening, listener. We're glad you could join us today as we recollect these memories. You can find other episodes, or you will eventually find other episodes, on our website, charlesandcatherine.com, or recollectionspodcast.com, or you can listen to them in your podcast player of choice by searching Charles and Catherine.